Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do. In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. Last Sunday, I made the point that in Mark's gospel, Jesus' ministry begins with a lot of teaching about the kingdom of heaven and curing the people of all their diseases. Jesus does this extensively throughout all of Galilee. He and his first disciples visit local synagogues where Jesus teaches and he preaches and he heals. And in so doing, Jesus' fame grows. So now they leave one synagogue, the one there in Capernaum, and go home after their long day. They stay at the house of Simon, who we can call Peter now, and Andrew. When they arrive, they find that Peter's mother-in-law is ill. This is not a time for teaching, and this is not a time for preaching. This is a time for healing. Jesus heals Peter's mother-in-law, and she rises up and begins to serve her guests. I'll say one more thing about healing and serving in a moment. Jesus, Simon, Peter, and Andrew, John and James, but I think especially Jesus, are looking to get some downtime, some quiet. The first disciples got an up-close experience of what being an early follower of Jesus was going to be about, what the experiences were going to be like. Again, lots of teaching, lots of preaching, and lots of healing. They had front row seats, and their ears to hear were right there up close so they can listen and hear the words, the messages, and the lessons. Jesus proclaiming the gospel to the people. They also gained an understanding of how the people would react to this new ministry. The people they saw were hungry for it. They were desperate for Jesus' ministry. And the crowds of people at this point, after leaving Capernaum, were, I would guess, in the hundreds. They followed Jesus and the first disciples to their house, bringing with them all who were sick among them or possessed with demons. And there at the doorway, Jesus cured them. The whole city was there, it says. So maybe it was more in the thousands. And Jesus cured them that night. Not much rest just yet. At some point, though, in the middle of the night, it did stop, and the people either camped outside or went home, and they let Jesus be. I hope he got some sleep that night, because early in the morning he rises before the sun. It's still dark out, and Jesus goes off to a deserted place to be by himself, before the people would surround him again and before he would go back to work. He goes off by himself to a deserted place, and there he prayed. Jesus prayed. What would your prayer be for at a moment like that? Before the sun comes up, before the day's distractions, off by yourself, would you pray for strength, energy, patience, healing? Whatever it is you're praying for or thinking of praying for, do it. Before all your busyness of your day engulfs you, before the people who depend on you encircle you, it is good to have a moment to yourself and to pray. What a powerful example Jesus shares with us. To go off, to seek out a quiet time, and if it's not there, make it. Make it yours and pray to God. Meditate. Use those moments when you can feel the presence of God. Be with God. Be still. And breathe. Sometimes we need to pause and do that. And when the disciples found him, it starts all over again. They pressed him. Everyone is looking for you, Jesus. And I sense they were also wondering, what do we do now? We've done so much. Jesus, are we going to stay here and help these people? We're not done. There's still so many of them that are in need to hear the gospel and to be healed. What should we do? Should we stay here and have another busy day? Jesus arose from prayer. He jostles himself back into the moment and with assurance tells his disciples, we're going to do something different. Let us go on to the next town and the next and the next, because that is what we are supposed to be doing. Let us continue to proclaim to all the message. And let's just say that message again. The message of love, of compassion, of God's mercy and grace for all. And the last will be first, and the humble will be exalted. They were going on because that was what Jesus came out to do. That was the purpose of his early ministry. All that teaching and preaching of the gospel and to cure the people. It was not just for the people there on that side of Galilee in Capernaum. It was for all to hear and to see and to feel. This was the power of the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul understood this ministry. He took it on himself to go out to the next town and the next and proclaim the gospel wherever and to whoever he could, to the best of his ability, and to do so humbly. Paul recognized that he had become all things to all people through Christ. He was able to talk to whoever and wherever, so that he might save some. He ministered and spread the gospel to all, so that he could save some. Because he knew he was not Jesus. But he was called to serve Jesus and to do the best that he could. And what another powerful example for us. As followers of Christ, we are called to be ministers. All right, here's your Bible study. In the Book of Common Prayer, page 855, there is our catechism. This is the outline of our faith. And in the section there, there's a section on ministry. First question, who are the ministers of the church? Answer, 1, 2, 3, 4. There are four people. There are four parts to this answer. Guess what the first one is? Amen, John. Laypersons. Laypersons. Us. You. Then there's the bishop. Then there are priests. And then there are deacons. Second question. All right. Ministers are lay people. What is the ministry of a lay person? Answer. It's a long one. I'm going to just hit two of the highlights so it fits into my sermon, of course. To represent Christ in his church. And to carry on Christ's work. To go on to the next town and the next and the next. As Christians, we are called to follow as best we can. The examples of the apostles and Christ Jesus, we are to follow those examples. We are called to remain in prayer, to pray without ceasing. And that means we are to seek out those moments with God, by ourselves, in prayer, and to rise up from prayer with hope and confidence that we will then know a little more about what we're supposed to do. To go on to the next day and to the next, facing our labors, praying for strength to do the best we can and to realize, yeah, we're not the Messiah. We are not the first apostles. We are followers of Christ. And we are who we are, and God loves us and calls us for who we are. This is our ministry as lay people. Each in our own way, we have been healed, and Jesus has risen us up with new strength to do his work, to serve Christ and one another. And if you need, we're coming on to Lent season, where we observe the temptation that Christ faced, another example for us. And for whatever our Lenten observation is, if we need a little quiet time, it's not deserted, it's not isolated, but the chapel's going to be open here in Christ Church during Lent and our usual office hours. And I know that sounds like an announcement, but I want to share it with you now at this time that you are welcome. You are invited to come in and seek that quiet place if that is what you are feeling. And in our own way, we can do our best to serve the Lord, to share the gospel, and who knows, maybe save some. Amen.